Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So she wants to know if she is being an a-hole because she confessed to her friends that she's got herself a secret rule, but I think she's wondering if this rule is really a secret and most women just don't like talk about it because her rule is that she doesn't want to date a guy unless he makes a certain amount of money. So is she being an a-hole or not? Abby's got the email.
After a conversation with my girlfriends, I started to feel like I may be an a-hole. However, I really don't think I am, and I think if most others are honest, I'm pretty normal. I've got this rule about dating a guy unless he makes a certain amount of money. I'm not saying that I ask him for his salary up front. However, I will typically research his career or job and get a rough estimate as to how much he makes. I can also usually tell an income range just by his appearance or other characteristics. I don't want to say exactly what that income level is because I don't want that to necessarily sway your opinions. I'd also love to know from other people who also have a similar rule what that salary range has to be. Now, before you totally think I'm just a gold digger, let me give you some context to my situation. I come from a background where financial stability was a big deal. My parents worked hard to provide for our family, and growing up, I witnessed the stress that comes with financial struggles. I also saw how being broke can easily destroy a marriage and a family. I do have my own career. I make decent money, but not enough to support a future family or secure lifestyle on my own. I also know that a future family may limit my career growth. So I want someone who I know can carry us financially and support a nice lifestyle without financial struggle. I recently confessed this rule to some girlfriends and they called me out saying it's shallow and judgmental. But when you know my reasons, I don't think it is at all. I'm not looking for someone to buy me expensive things. I just want to be sure that I will end up with someone who can provide a nice and secure life for our future family. I genuinely want to hear your honest thoughts and opinions.
I got really no problem with what she's saying, except maybe the amount. Like, I don't know what her amount is, but how do I say this? I think it's important for two people to contribute to the family, right? And I think if one isn't financially, then there has to be a role for them in order for the family to work. For you and Bart, I think, are a great example of that.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of households that are like this where you don't have to both contribute equal financially. You know, for in our instance, yeah, I'm the breadwinner and I contribute financially. But I mean, what my husband does is just equally as important and is just as valuable as far as, you know, being a stay-at-home dad with Jimmy and taking care of the dogs. And he's the one that does the grocery shopping and he's the one that does the dishes and the laundry. And, you know, when you add all that up, that's his job. And that, you know, that's. And if you were to pay somebody to do that, he, by far, we have, if anything, he probably contributes more than I do.
Yeah, so let's see if this works both ways here, right? Because this might be a gender thing. Mo, let me ask you the same question. Would you date a woman that didn't have a job or didn't make any money at all?
Yes.
You would?
I would. I mean, I would because I personally have always dated for my person. Like, I want to try to find my person. Whatever comes with that, I'll figure the rest out. Like, I would rather have someone who I am completely compatible with, comfortable with, want to be with. And if we have to figure some financial things down the line, I'm with that. I don't expect her to, she don't have to be Oprah. That's not going to make me happy just because she got money.
I feel like with whatever partner you're going to be with, you want to feel safe with them. Mm. And safe can look different for a lot of people,
that's a good point.
Right? She feel because of her background and because of her upbringing, what she's witnessed, I don't want to call it baggage, but you know, because of her lens, safety for her comes in the form of financial.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also just depends on whether or not you want to have kids or not. Like, I think it'd be a little bit different if she was like, I don't plan on having kids or having a family. But I think when it comes to contributing to family life, I think a lot of women look for a provider from their male partners because the reality is in a lot of career fields, your potential is limited if you have to take time off from maternity leave, depending on how many kids you're going to have and, you know, how the complications with birth and anything you might be dealing with after. So I think it's honestly just a smart lifestyle decision to look for someone who can support you in the worst case scenario if something happens.
So for me, it's not really so much about the money as it is partnering up. For me, this is important now, is having somebody that is capable, somebody that wants to be with me, not just needs to be with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the amount of money doesn't matter to me. It's just, it signifies more of a capability and a responsibility and an independence that I'd be looking for.
There's an independence and also, and again, you know, to each their own. For me, like, we joke about this, but it's true. My husband, Bart, makes me the best version of me possible. Like, he sets me up to succeed.
It, huh?
Yeah, this is it. Herbert ain't getting any better than this, babe.
Really?
You better take it or leave it.
He needs to work harder.
After all, 12 years, take it or leave it. Bart needs a raise.
That may work out.
Could you imagine if you brought Bart in here and he's like, listen, Chris has been slacking and it's your fault. No, so I think, you know, being a supportive partner, being a safe partner, and then being a capable partner. Like, I think sometimes those all don't have to be even, depending on who you are and who you're looking for. That scale can kind of skew a little bit.
So I don't think, you guys think that she's being an a-hole because she has sort of this secret rule?
Nah, I see it as a preference. I mean, I do think it limits your dating pool and you may not give the right person or a really good person a chance because of what they do. But I mean, it's still your preference.
Yeah, I don't think her reasoning is shallow at all. I think it'd be different if she was looking for like a sugar daddy or something,
yeah.
Which even to an extent, I'd be like, you're entitled to live the life that you want to live. Do I think maybe being materialistic is a little shallow? Absolutely. But in this person's case, I don't think it's shallow at all.
Get it. The Burt Show.